podcast.
Hi, I am Christian Bates.
I'm Kai Cam.
And we've decided to play Magic the Gathering for the podcast this week and teach you a little bit about it.
Some of the basics of it. We've brought two of our friends with us to help explain it.
And do you want to introduce yourselves, I guess?
I'm Tane Parker. I've been playing Magic for about like two and a half years.
My name's Xander Dupre. Yeah.
Okay. And first we're going to just kind of teach you about like the basic rules of like concepts and how to like play. So first, the game of Magic, you have in the version that we're playing, you have a commander deck with 100 cards in the deck.
Including your commander.
Your commander, which is like, think of it like the leader of your deck. It has an ability which goes along with all of your deck. So that's the commander, it's a creature. We'll get to that later. And then we have other card types in the game. These are lands. Basically, they're like your money. You use them to play other cards. And if you've played like card games like Pokemon and stuff, this is basically sort of like Pokemon.
It's your energy.
It's your energy. But to put it more simple, it's your money that you don't lose. So it's free real estate. Then we have enchantments and artifacts. They are sort of like creatures. They're a different card type. They still do abilities, and they stay on the stay with you on the battlefield or like on the like the table.
They're either like buffs or debuffs. So it would buff your own creatures or your own battlefield, or it would debuff someone else's to make it so that they lose.
Exactly. And then we have sorceries and instants. They are a bit different in the sense that they don't stay on the battlefield forever. Think of it as like an instant, or think of it as an event that happens in the game for like once in the game, and then like goes away. So
a spell.
Yeah, it's a spell. Yeah. So a sorcery, you can only play on your turn, and instants you can play on anybody's turn as long as you have enough money or mana to pay for it. So
different kinds of mana.
Yeah, different kinds of mana. So how the game works is basically you're supposed to
beat everyone up and make sure you're on top.
So we have 40 life here. If you can see that, if you're on listening to this podcast, you won't be able to see it. But we each start with 40 life, and the whole purpose, the whole goal of the game is to just get you down to zero life, and you will be the winner basically. And how you do that is you can attack with creatures. And you can play other cards that will make people lose life or
sorceries.
Just make you win the game. Sorceries, instance, money.
And something I'd like to add is each creature has kind of like what's called a power and toughness.
Yes.
Power is just how much damage they deal, and toughness is how much damage they can take before leaving the battlefield.
Okay. And we're going to play the beginning of like a round of Magic. And while we play, we're going to teach you the rules, or more of the rules as they come about. So, all right, guys, get your decks set up.
So, you start the game with seven cards in your hand.
Oh, yeah. And if you don't like the cards in your hand, you can do this thing called mulligan. All right, so I'm going to do my turn first. I'm going to start the game out with this card because it says I can. It's called Leyline of Abundance. Says if it's in your opening hand, you may begin the game with it on the battlefield without paying its mana or money. I will then put down a land per turn. You can only put down one land per turn,
unless cards say otherwise.
But usually, a lot of people don't have those
cards. A good rule of thumb is pretty much every rule in this game can be ignored if a card says otherwise.
Basically,
unless it's illegal.
But anyway, so how a turn works is you go to your upkeep. It's called the upkeep where you untap anything. Basically, if you spend your money, you tap it, and at the beginning of your upkeep, you untap it. And and because we're playing with three or more people, I'll draw a card at the beginning of my upkeep. Then I will go to my main phase, which then I can place down land and lay land abundance. I'll then go to my combat phase, where I can do damage to other people. If I have creatures, I can attack other players with my creatures. Obviously, I don't have any creatures, so I'm just going to skip my combat phase. Then to main phase 2, which is basically the same as main phase 1. And I don't have anything else to do. And then end step, which is basically you just ending your turn. There are some cards with effects that say at the beginning of your end step, you do something. And end step is just for basically just ability triggers and stuff. And so I will pass my turn to Kai.
Okay. So what I'm about to do, this is a land, but it enters tapped already, so I'm not going to be able to use it when it comes out. So I basically cannot do anything for the rest of my turn. So I will just pass my turn.
Tapping your land or money is basically spending it for the turn.
Mm-hmm. And then you get it back. Yeah. Your real estate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to start by drawing. And I'm going to play Sulphur Falls, which a lot like the land Kai just played, also enters tapped. Mm-hmm. And I pass to Xander.
Okay, I'll draw at the beginning of my turn. I will play an island. I'm going to tap one for Merfolk Spy. It is a creature.
It
has island walk, so if someone has an island, which is a type of land, then they can't block my creature.
Yes. So there are, so in Magic the Gathering, there's five different colors. There's blue, green, red, black, and white. I think there's more.
There is white,
technically colorless
blue.
Isn't a color, but we count it as a color.
It's, yeah. Colorless is a color, but it's complicated, so we won't get into it. so there's five of those colors, and basically, if anybody else owns an island, a type of land, then we can't block this creature, which basically means that we can't prevent it from dealing damage to us if we have an island. But fortunately, I have an island. I don't have an island, so I don't have to worry about that. So I put down a land for a turn. I drew. I don't have anything else to do, so I'll just pass turn.
Okay. At my, I will untap my land that came in tapped. I'm going to draw my card. This is a special card. It enters the battlefield unless, and if it enters tapped, unless I reveal a certain card type that it shows on.
Show the camera.
You should show the camera.
Like an island, it says show an island or a swamp. Unless, if I reveal it, it does not enter tapped. If I do not reveal the certain card, it does enter tapped. And I will be tapping both of these two for a Felwar Stone. It is an artifact that can tap for any mana, like money, that any other person can produce. So mm-hmm. Any of theirs.
Any of theirs.
All right.
That'll be
it. I pass. All
right. I draw. I play Yavanni Coast. And I tap these two, and I play Arcane Signet, which can add one mana of any color in my commander's color identity. And your commander's color identity is the color of mana used to spend your commander, as our guys up here.
Yeah, so for example, his color identity would be green, blue, and red. So his Arcane Signet can only tap for green, blue, and red, which is still good. I mean, he doesn't need any other colors.
Because those are the only colors that you can have possibly in your deck. Mm-hmm.
And I move on.
Okay, I will untap, draw. I'm going to tap one for Team Pennant. And I'm going to play my land for turn, which is a Dimir Aqueduct, which enters tapped and bounces a land.
Bouncing is pretty much returning
we
to your hand.
We don't need to explain everything.
Yeah.
I'm going to attack Taten for one.
Just because I'm explaining
it. Right. And when I attack you for one, you reveal a card from your hand random.
Wow, that is a good card. So he loses a life, and so now he's down to 39 life.
He's got a Talisman of Impulse. That's what my card tells me.
No way. What is Talisman?
It's a land.
Oh, it's a land.
It's an artifact.
Mana rock, I guess.
I will draw for turn. I will then pull out this forest. I'll tap these three lands to pull out. Actually, just kidding. We're going to not do that. I'm sorry. I take that back. You're not supposed to do that, but... We're friends, and so it's fine. All right. This land will enter tapped, and it has an ability to hide away four, which basically means look at the top four cards of my library, and I can choose between them which one I want.
I'd show the one you're hiding away to the camera.
Yeah, and then I'll choose that one, I guess. It's just a creature that adds mana. And then I'll put it down face down, and I can cast it on a later turn or play it. Play the card on a later turn. I'll put the rest of the cards on the bottom of my library, and because I have nothing else to do, I'll just pass turn.
Okay, I'm gonna untap, draw. I'm going to play a basic land, Plains. I do have enough, so I'm going to be tapping one black, one blue, one white and one generic to pull my commander out of the command zone. The command zone is like
your hand.
Your hand, but for your commander, because your commander is a special creature.
It's the commander's hangout. It's like he's in a tower, and then you summon him with lands or money.
And
you bribe him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That is it, because I cannot attack.
It costs a little more every time you cast him.
Yes. Yeah. So what happens when your commander dies or gets defeated is when their toughness goes to zero, you can either you put them back in your command zone.
Or you can put them elsewhere. You can put them in your graveyard, which is basically where all of your
cards go.
Cards go when they're like done doing their thing, I guess. Or when they or when your creatures die.
When they've been used.
Yes, when they've been used.
And
I'm going to tap 3 for Dimir, Doppelganger, 0/2, and can copy a creature from graveyard after exiling it. And then, Christian, I'm going to attack you for 1.
Okay.
And you reveal a card from your hand at random.
What is
exile? Oh, random. Uh-oh. Let's see here. Please don't pick
And one. Exiling a creature basically means you remove it from the game.
All right, so yeah.
He revealed usually.
Yes, usually.
This was the card I was going to play, but then I said, just kidding, and... it is my turn.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I will untap that land. I will draw for turn. Great. I will put down a mountain. I will then tap these 4 land to put out this guy. And he has haste, which means that when he gets on the battlefield, he can immediately attack anyone. Because in Magic Gathering, if you pull out a creature, it can't do anything. It's called summoning sickness. It can't attack anybody at an instant. It's kind of like it's tapped, but like it's not. It's kind of hard to explain. But then after the turn that you put it,
a turn rotation,
then you can do stuff with it. And it's haste. And whenever more creatures control attack, add that much mana of any combination of red or green.
It gets an extra mana.
Yes. I'll just be done.
Okay. I will untap. Draw. I will place a
island.
Island. Oops. An island down.
You can't block any. You can't block his 1/1 anymore.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well.
He has island block.
Doesn't matter. My creature has something called flying, which means anything that does not have flying cannot block it unless it has something called reach, which can block a flying creature.
It's basically like a human. It's like a human trying to hit a bird. Is it going to succeed? Probably not, because it's flying. Unless it has something called reach, where it can reach the flying, or it has flying as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And I will be sending it to Taten. So there's something called. So, I'm showing them. So there's this thing stuff, so this is different damage. This is called commander damage based off because it is your commander doing the damage. Commander damage is a special damage when someone takes...
If someone takes 21 or more damage from one commander, they just die.
They immediately lose the game.
It doesn't matter how much life they have.
They could have a million.
They could have a
million 20
life.
Commander damage and they're dead.
21.
Yeah. 21.
21, sorry, 21 I keep messing
more.
That up.
Yeah.
But right. Because my commander, it's... a special ability. Whenever it attacks, or an I attack has attacks, I draw a card.
I may discard a card.
But because, and there's an ability on here that says, whenever my commander deals combat damage to a player, combat damage is when it deals the damage. If it doesn't do it, it doesn't happen. But when I deal damage, I choose target night creature from my graveyard to my battlefield. So sacrificing a discarding a card puts it into the graveyard, but I do not have knights.
Every single creature in the game has something called a creature type.
Yes.
And everything in Kai's deck has a creature type called knight, which that card can only affect.
And he is doing dragons. You're not doing a creature type.
I'm not a tribal.
I'm not a tribal either.
A tribal is basically a deck made around one kind of certain creature type.
So like dragons and knights.
I'm gonna tap my mana, play Encroaching Dragonstorm, and when this enters, I bring in two more mana, or money. And whenever a dragon enters, I return that to my hand.
end of your turn.
And yeah, that's the end of my turn. You can do that while I look for this.
Oh crap, it's that enchantment that you were talking about earlier. Gosh dang it.
Oh no.
I'm gonna play an island.
Oh, goodness.
I'm going to tap one blue, a blue and a black, for my commander.
Okay.
For one of them, because I have partner commanders, which means you get two of them and they work well together.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to attack Kai for one, unblockable.
Kay.
Okay. For one.
Yeah.
Do we just want to...
One on my turn.
Your turn.
All right. I will untap. I will draw. I will pull out my land. I will then tap for four to bring out my commander, which... It does stuff, and I will attack Kai for three because I can. And that is basically how Magic Gathering will go. We don't have enough time to do a whole game. Usually, it takes like 2 hours.
It takes too long.
Yeah, for four people, it takes like two to three hours.
With any other friend group or people, it'll take like 40 minutes.
Yeah, it just depends on how you play the game. If you want to be mean, if you want to be, you know, helpful. But it goes on like that. There are more rules, but that's just basically the basics of what Magic the Gathering is.
All right.
Want to add anything on? Okay, great.
That's about it.
Podcast.